Avoiding the Hunger Games. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
The Hunger Games is a real popular movie and book series. But Hunger Games are actually something that we deal with every day.
Laura Marbury is the Nutrition Affairs Manager with the Southeast United Dairy Industry Association, or SUDA, and they are working to promote a healthier diet for all of us. That includes low-fat or fat-free dairy products. And she says including those dairy servings at breakfast, the most important meal of the day, is critical for that healthier diet.
You want to make sure that your breakfast incorporates three of the five food groups. So picking a low-fat dairy, a whole grain, fruits. So just trying to incorporate as many of the food groups as possible so you can make breakfast a really good nutritional opportunity.
Laura Marbury says research continues to show the benefits of what the body gains from regularly including dairy products, including chocolate milk.
Dairy is actually the number one source of calcium in our diet. And calcium is so important because it helps build strong bones, muscles, and teeth. So getting your milk or yogurt or cheese in three servings of dairy a day is the recommended amount that everyone should be getting. And yes, you can get that from chocolate milk as well.
Marbury says snack time can also include nutrients that we need for a healthy diet, and a good snack is one that has a combination of carbohydrates, protein, and healthy fats.
We have a really good recipe as well for berry breakfast bars, but they're also a really good afternoon snack, and they are made with some whole grain oats, milk, fresh berries, or you're able to get those three to five food groups. And then it's also a way to make sure you're getting your three servings of dairy a day.
And hope all of you have a dairy good day. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.